So we have accomplished one thing today. You have forgiven somebody, those who may have had aught against someone. And you said, you know, I can't do it. I just told you how. I just told you what to do. You listen to the word of God. So let me back up and give you some strength, because Sister Hamilton mentioned again, you're praising God, you're believing God, you're shouting, and then you get home and you're by yourself and you start to worry and fret. Don't let it come up. Stop it. What did I say? Stop it. I'm going to give you some word on that forgiveness, but I haven't had sugar now for 10 years at the end of this month. It'll be 11 at the end of this month. Cake pie. Just a little sugar in my coffee and a little tad of my tea. And, you know, everything now is sweet. You can't hardly buy or eat anything that doesn't have sugar in it. And I can taste it. I didn't know peanut butter was sweet. I didn't know Ritz crackers were sweet. That used to be my favorite snack. Put some peanut butter on a Ritz cracker and get some sweet tea. Everything is sweet. But I was sitting there. And see, the enemy is deceptive now. You got to watch him. You got to watch the word. And the word will show you the enemy. I was sitting there one day last week, and it didn't come slowly. It jumped into my mind. I don't know if you ever got Christmas time. We didn't get a whole lot of stuff. But we used to get those chocolate balls. They were covered with chocolate, and then they were cream filled. And it jumped in my mind that I wish I had one of those. And you know what? I didn't meditate on it and savor how good they used to taste. I immediately rejected that thought. I immediately rejected that thought. So that person that you just forgave, they're going to stick back up in your life and do something stupid. And I hate that word, do something foolish. But you still hold on to your confession. I forgive. I forgive. Even as, if you need some help now, even as Christ has forgiven me. Thank you, Lord, I'm forgiven. Thank you, Lord, I'm forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Mark 11:25-26 now. You have the word on it. Tell your neighbor, say, you have the word on it. So why would you, say it, say, why would you keep mess in your heart and in your life? Say, mess is mess, and it's messy. Get rid of it. It's not of God. Hallelujah. 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 And when you stand praying, oh, Father, I thank you for my blessing. I thank you for my house. I thank you for my Lexus. I thank you, Lord, my bills are paid. Lord, I thank you. Ring. I ain't answering that. That's Sally. I can't stand her. Forgive. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you don't forgive, say, if I don't forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. See, the choice is yours to forgive or not to forgive. But if you become a copycat, say copycat. If you become a God copycat, you don't have any choice. You will forgive, even as Christ has forgiven you. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5 and 1 and 2 in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. I want you to listen. I'm going to read these two verses several different times because I want you to get it now, to become an imitator, a copycat of God the Father. Act like he acts. Talk like he talks. Think like he thinks. Do what he does. Love like he loves. Amen? Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and walk in love as the Messiah also had loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant, good-smelling offering to God. American Standard Version. What are you going to be? Say copycat. An imitator of God. I believe the Lord gave me that title. You, if I just use imitator, you go on and forget it. But you're not going to forget copycat, are you? You're going to hear it in your sleep. You remember I sung that song, Rolling, Rolling, Rolling. Michelle said, I heard it all day. Amen. Glory to God. There, be ye therefore imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love. Walk in what? Even as Christ also loved you and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, an odor of sweet smell. We put some food Sunday night in the crock pot, and my smellers doesn't work right now, being healed. And I couldn't smell it, but I heard my husband said, it sure is smelling. I smell it, you know, we're all the way down in the bedroom. I sure smell it. What kind of odor have you put in forth? Amen? I say copy that. Love like he loves. Tell somebody, say love like he loves. Ephesians 2, 5, 1 and 2 from the Voice translation. I want you to get it now. We are to copycat God, and we are to love like he loves. We're to forgive. If you got a grudge, I'm telling you, the grudges have caused people, I believe, now I don't have any scientific fact on this, but I believe it has caused people to have cancers and diabetes and you heart trouble and you name it, and some of them to go wherever they went early because of the stress that it brings on their bodies. Amen? So imitate God. Say, imitate God. Follow him like adored children and live in love as the anointed one loved you so much he gave himself as a fragrant sacrifice pleasing God. A what? Fragrant sacrifice. What? Come on, talk to me now. Don't go to sleep on me. A what? Fragrant sacrifice pleasing God. See, if I got to stop like now, I could be going on, but I've got to stop now and try to pull you in. You know, I could be on down step number 5 while I'm still on 4 trying to pull you in. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Amen. Listen to this. Determine in your heart once and for all that I'm making the act of pleasing God. Say, pleasing God. My Father. My priority in life. What's your priority in life? Pleasing God. What's your priority in life? What's your priority in life? So in order to do that, you're going to be his copycat. You're going to do what he says. You're going to know what to do because you're studying the word. We have so many priorities in life that don't include God. We have so many things set up front, and I'm not saying don't do what you need to do, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path.